From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Georgia and Ukraine may not have formally gotten on the path toward NATO membership today, but the alliance did pledge eventual membership for the two ex-Soviet states, and Bush administration officials are counting that as a success, NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
NATO stopped short of offering Ukraine and Georgia so-called membership action plans, but the U.S. and some of the newer NATO states pushed hard to get a final communique that says those countries will become members of the alliance. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice said NATO's open-door policy probably won't be popular in Russia.
This is an unequivocal statement, yes. I do not frankly think that that's probably a very popular position in Moscow.
Rice also hailed what she called a breakthrough agreement over missile defense. NATO endorsed U.S. plans for a missile shield and recognized the protection it would give to Europe. Rice said she hopes the U.S. can persuade Russia that it is in its interest to cooperate on missile defense. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Bucharest.
Federal Reserve Board Chairman Ben Bernanke said the Fed moved to assist the Wall Street investment bank, Bear Stearns, in order to prevent a potentially damaging blow to the nation's economy. More from NPR's Giles Snyder.
Testifying before the Senate Banking Committee, Bernanke said federal officials could not let Bear Stearns go under because of its extensive reach in financial markets.
The sudden failure of Bear Stearns likely would have led to a chaotic unwinding of positions in those markets and could have severely shaken confidence.
Bernanke and other major players in the deal to sell Bear Stearns to J.P. Morgan Chase were on Capitol Hill to defend the $29 billion rescue. The deal has sparked debate on whether the government has improperly risked public funds. The Democratic chairman of the committee, Christopher Dodd of Connecticut, questioned whether Bear got preferential treatment while many Americans are struggling under mortgage debt. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
Several veteran airline inspectors today told lawmakers they were basically ignored by their supervisors when they raised concerns about inspections at discount carrier Southwest Airlines. The inspectors at a House Transportation Committee hearing said supervisors at the Federal Aviation Administration looked the other way, in one instance removing an office manager from his job when he complained. Calvin Scovell is an inspector general with the Department of Transportation. He says in some cases the airline was given the okay to continue flying non-inspected airplanes.
The balance has tipped too heavily in favor of collaboration at the expense of effective oversight and appropriate enforcement.
The FAA has since proposed fines of more than $10 million against Southwest. Democratic presidential hopeful Barack Obama raised a bit less money last month, according to his campaign, though the frontrunner for the nomination still apparently took in about $40 million, a number that is likely to give him a huge financial advantage over rival Hillary Clinton. The Clinton camp says it raised $20 million last month. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 20 points today to close at 12,626. This is NPR. A New York Times reporter is among two foreign journalists who have reportedly been detained in Zimbabwe amid signs President Robert Mugabe might now be prepared to turn to intimidation as he seeks to stave off an electoral threat to his 28-year-old rule. 5 days after an election was held there, the country's Electoral Commission still has not released results of a disputed presidential vote. In addition to the Times reporter identified by the paper as Barry Barak, another reporter has also reportedly been detained. The Department of Education says a growing number of families are taking advantage of their right under the No Child Left Behind law to switch schools, though the department says many remain unaware of the options available to them. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
No Child Left Behind requires that schools making inadequate progress must notify parents of their right to change schools. They must also offer tutoring services. But this new report says only 1% of the 6 million eligible students took advantage of their right to switch, and only 17% of those eligible got extra help. One reason is poor communication. At some urban schools, only a quarter of eligible parents said they knew about the school choice option, and only half said they knew they could get tutoring. The number of students taking advantage of these options has grown, but that may be in part because a growing number of schools are failing to meet federal standards. Under No Child Left Behind, all students must be making steady progress toward the goal of proficiency in reading and math by 2014. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.
Number two U.S. PC maker Dell today said it will be cutting more than the 8,800 jobs it had initially announced as the company seeks to trim its expenses by at least $3 billion a year. The company Monday announced plans to close a desktop PC plant in Austin, Texas. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.